On Fridays, we talk about business news with Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
This week's big story, industrial real estate. Looks like it's rebounding and that there's a new surge of interest in the Sacramento area.
Yeah, industrial properties took some hits during the Great Recession for a variety of reasons. There was little demand for new industrial buildings, and many existing industrial buildings emptied out because of a decline in construction. Contractors, plumbers, and other construction-related fields didn't need as much space. Even when the economy started to improve, local industrial builders weren't as prolific as they were in the past.
Well, why are things on the upswing now? What changed?
We've seen some new trends, namely the Amazon effect. People are shopping online, which requires companies like Amazon to open distribution warehouses. Amazon has raised its profile in the Sacramento region, in addition to its big distribution warehouse near Sacramento International Airport. It's leased more spaces in Sacramento, Roseville, and West Sacramento.
Now, does this mean we'll be seeing more big industrial construction projects in the future?
Yeah, exactly. Several projects are already underway in the area. One major example is north of Amazon's distribution facility in Metro Airpark. Sacramento County has received an application for an industrial building of more than 1 million square feet at that site. It's described as a distribution center. The developer hasn't commented on the project, but observers of the local real estate market believe Walmart will be the tenant. This massive planned distribution facility could trigger more industrial leasing, both from vendors and Walmart itself in other locations nearby.
And would those projects be pretty large as well?
It's safe to assume that that could be the case. E-commerce and distribution require large footprints because they're dealing with large amounts of materials and products. That could benefit places like West Sacramento, where there's still available land to build industrial structures, even without an identified tenant.
Growth, that's the upside to this story. What about the downside? Any challenges for this sector of real estate?
Yeah, definitely. For starters, outside of West Sacramento and Metro Airpark, it's hard to find available land zoned for industrial development. Public officials don't always consider industrial buildings sexy. Setting aside a few acres for an industrial park doesn't always appeal to cities that need more housing or the sales tax generated by retail development. There's another challenge, too. While big industrial buildings are popular among developers, new construction of smaller projects isn't as common. That means those who need 40,000 to 80,000 square feet are largely picking from what's already built. A shift could be in sight, though. Rising rents could make projects of all sizes more feasible next year.
Bad news for fans of Osteria Moto, an Italian restaurant in El Dorado Hills. They've closed their doors after less than a year of business.
The eatery opened last December, and it filled a space previously occupied by Bistro 33. On Facebook, operators of the restaurant, which has ties to a Los Angeles eatery, encouraged customers to visit the El Dorado Hills location as we celebrate our next chapter. They didn't immediately elaborate on those plans, so we'll have to wait and see if this business resurfaces elsewhere in the future.
And the operators of a local food truck business got some good news this week.
Yeah, Nash and Proper, known for its hot chicken, won this year's Calling All Dreamers competition. This is the contest that helps its winner open a storefront in downtown Sacramento. This will be the first brick-and-mortar location for Nash and Proper. We don't know where exactly the restaurant will be, but apparently the operators of Nash and Proper are in lease negotiations for a location on the K, which is another name for K Street downtown between 7th and 13th Streets.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.